This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. Bite Size. It means you put this podcast in your mouth. Go on.
Welcome to the Big Breakfast Bite Size. Were you ever in a choir when you were a kid?
Yeah, I was in a choir and they made me do the recordion as well. The recordion? The recorder. What's the recordion?
There's an accordion.
Okay, so the recorder, if you don't know, is an Irish stupid instrument where you have to blow into it and they make you learn stupid songs that you're never going to learn.
I found out something about the recorder when the kids started playing it in school. They make every kid play it in school. And I remember when I was younger, hearing the recorder outside, all you hear, this out of tune whistling going off. It's like, why is there somebody playing a recorder outside? I now know why. Because when kids are made to go home and practice the recorder, you send them into the back garden.
Oh.
It's because it's the most annoying instrument.
Like Lisa and her saxophone in The Simpsons.
All right, not my wife.
No.
She's not good at the saxophone either.
That's gas, yeah. And we were made to Irish dancing as well. Were you made to Irish dancing when you were in school?
No.
Who are you texting?
I'm seeing who invented the recorder, see can we chase them down.
This is the Big Breakfast Bite Size podcast. What you can look forward to is who invented the recorder and other such witticisms. Can I talk about Amsterdam and how amazing a flipping is?
Yes. It's German, by the way. It's not Irish.
Oh, the recorder?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I didn't like it regardless. I was in Amsterdam over the weekend and I flipping love it. If you don't know, there are many things that are legal over there that are not legal over here. And what I found quite interesting was how that doesn't seem to matter over there. What I mean by that is, if you told me that a load of stuff that this country was made illegal was all of a sudden legal, I think the whole place would burn down. Everybody would go absolutely crazy. We can do what? You can buy who? And the whole place, we'd just be a huge party, and eventually we'd all crash and there'd be nothing left of the city and the country. Over in Amsterdam, they're grand.
How long has it been decriminalized?
Whoa.
It's not legal, it's decriminalized.
Yeah, it's bits and pieces. Essentially, it's not even a criminal thing. It's just kind of one, because it's a tourism thing. If you criminalized everything, nobody would pop over to you. I love the way it was set up by pirates. So a lot of pirates wanted to go ashore somewhere and have a bit of crack with a few girls, have a few drinks, a few smokes, and that's how it kind of remained for a long time. But I love that that's the basis of a city.
So you're saying the pirate law is a good thing?
They changed it, and they have a great health system and everything over there, and there was loads of police, and I didn't see any antisocial behaviour. I just think it's gas the way most things are legal over there and they're fine. I think that's nice. It's fine.
So, but you think if it happened here, we'd explode?
Yeah. We don't have the temperament as the Dutch. Are they Dutch over there? I think they're Dutch.
Holland, yeah.
They're gassed though. They speak as well. All Americanized. So yes, you can have their smokes over there, or you can have your smokes over here. Like,
that just sounds like a Bond villain.
That's what they sound like. And they're all so good looking and chiseled and fit.
What's it like for price on stuff, as in like just regular food and drink?
Everything that's bad for you is cheap, and everything that's good for you is very expensive. So the likes of an avocado would be like 20 euros.
What?
Yeah, and then something that could like knock you for six on the ground was a tenner. And it's so weird. You can't buy tobacco or alcohol in many places, but you can get anything else everywhere. It's so bizarre. I was like, oh, I'd have to have a hot whiskey tonight. Just a little hot whiskey, just in the room. Could not find an off license anywhere. Like,
that's
bizarre.
Jigs again.
You can't go into
certain places
without having complete ID. And I was like, I'm over 28. I'm nearly 30. You can let me into this establishment. And he said, no, sorry, buddy. So they're strict by the rules
as well.
So I'd encourage you to go over. Just have a look. It could be whatever you want it to be. You don't have to go over to boys or with the girlfriend. You can go over whatever you want.
On your own.
You can go over your own. That'd be a bit weird. But you can always pay for company. What's on the show, Coop?
You've been contacted by somebody on a car selling website. Mm. And it's just a bit odd. So I can't wait to see how this kind of relationship develops. Whether they do reach out and ask you for a date. And we don't know whether they're male or female.
You can find out more in a couple of seconds.
We played Lie to Me. Somebody from an Irish TV soap tried to bribe me.
Not in a fun way either.
No. And also, there was a very interesting Greedy Guts.
In the meantime, I'd like you to look up there is the subscribe button.
No, it's down there.
No. You do this every time. It's up here.
I'm going to check now on my phone.
In my mind, yours is an Apple. It doesn't count. And then down here, you can leave a review. And we'll talk to you at 6 a.m.
But
tomorrow.
If it's a podcast, it's obviously an Apple.
I'm gone. Bye.
Ow.
Even more of 98FM's Big Breakfast. This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
I bought myself a little Christmas gift.
Go, Brittany. Go on, what was it?
It was a book, and remember books that you might have read when you were a kid, and I was like, oh, I'd love to read that again or have the kids read it, because at the moment Max is chewing books, like he's going through books like a good thing.
Give him the Bible, he'd be a while reading that.
He would do it.
The Quran maybe as well, throw that in there, spice it up a little.
All the good books.
Literally.
So,
what you give him?
It's called Robbers in the Hills. And it was a book that I read as a kid when I was about Max's age, about 8. And I used to read it all the time. It was a bit, remember the Famous Five or anything like that? Like any of the Enid Blyton books? You're looking at me saying,
sorry, I've a flipping clue here. Oh, is that the kids that went to solve mysteries?
Yes.
All right. And they had a torch all the time.
Yeah, they had a torch and a dog.
They solved every mystery with that bleeding torch.
So there was a bunch of kids who had bikes and they went up the hills and they came across robbers and kidnappers. And it was called Robbers in the Hills. And I remember reading this and it was brilliant. And it was really good for you. Those type of books are really good for your imagination. So I found it on Amazon, and they're all Dublin stories as well.
Go on.
And
is it catcher?
No, it eventually came, and I took it out, and it's like new. It's the original kind of like print from 1982, and but it still smells like it's from then, and it's deadly. So I handed it to Max. Said, "There you go." He looks at it, he goes, "Yeah, it looks boring," and then puts it down. And walks
I thought
away.
He might.
I was like, "Dude."
It's of a different time.
I know, like he's like lapping it up, reading Captain Underpants and, you know, all the David Walliams books at the moment, so.
Oh, you can compete with David Walliams.
No, I know, so I was like, damn it.
What's the author called again?
Carolyn Swift.
Who? 98FM's Big Breakfast. I do believe it is time to try and lie to one of our work colleagues. Not just any work colleague, for instance. Did you take all the milk?
No.
It's producer Suze.
Hello, good morning. All right. And actually, this is the last time you'll be lying to me of 2017.
Well,
I don't know.
On air.
Yeah.
With my request, I'd say, yeah. You might do it on your own terms. It is 98FM's Lie to Me. Each of you will tell me a tale, and it's going to be either true or false, and I just have to figure out who's lying.
No. Have you noticed a pattern at all in the years that we're doing this?
I should, but I'm very, very bad at noticing these kind of things. So
okay.
No, I haven't. I actually should be writing down.
Yeah, nervous tics. Maybe
yeah.
Weird laughs.
Or even keeping a log of who's lying and who's been telling the truth. But do you know what? There's better things to be doing.
Yeah, you're damn right. Planning the show.
Who'd you like to go first?
Cooper.
Somebody who is on Fair City said that if I play the Kaiser Chiefs and all other indie music that she's well connected and could make me and would also give me €20 for every song I play in a nightclub on Friday. Then, when I told her that I can't wait to tell everybody that somebody from Fair City tried to bribe me to play music because they have connections that I could talk about this on the radio, she ran away.
I'm very confused.
So
was it for her own benefit she wanted the songs?
Oh, no. Oh, yes, completely. I was just doing what I do, playing dance music, and she was like, you need to play indie music.
And she'd give you €20 per song?
Per song. And I'm like, it's all right, love, I get paid.
And what have the connections got to do with it?
Oh, she's well connected. She knows people. And if I play indie music, she'd be able to make me popular.
I think that happened. How elaborate it is. I think it might have happened. And I can sense a slight bit of annoyance off Cooper.
For not getting it. Why don't you get it? Okay, my turn. When I was younger, I lived in Clontarf till I was about 11. But at 9, I was asked if I'd like to participate in a new education scheme. Brand new. Never came to Ireland before, and it was only for a select few students that were in the top 10 percentile in Dublin.
It's a lie.
You're okay. Not lying.
No, we can just end this here. That's a lie.
10% of students who won't do any work.
Right, Luke was in the top 10 of students in the whole of Ireland. Go on.
Because I was very intelligent. And I did be doing all my studies.
Yeah.
And in the works loads, with my copybooks were full of notes. And I did that for a year.
It was a shock treatment.
No.
Okay. Think I know where I'm going with this. But if you have an inkling at home, help me out. 0877 98 98 98. Who's lying? I think it's obvious.
I don't think it's obvious at all. I just think you're used to us and someone at home hadn't a bleeding clue what we're talking about.
The Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. 98 FM.
I'm going to do a quick recap of 98 FM's Lie to Me. Okay, so I have to figure out which one I was lying. Of these two stories, Luke says that miraculously he was in the top percent,
top 10%
of students in Ireland. He was getting that well, that good grades, and was asked to participate in a new education scheme.
Oh, my story's stupid, isn't it?
Words defy me. And Cooper says he was DJing and someone from Fair City came up to him and said, play these songs. I know people. I want you to play indie songs and I'll pay you to play it. Which seems actually perfectly logical that a Fair City actress or actor would do that.
Carmel O'Connor and Kimmich says, Luke, big time. Now, I'm not sure what she means, but she texted
Luke
that.
Is lying big time. Definitely.
You would be correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was it?
I don't know who they were. They said that they were like a massive.
Jenny. Is it Jenny?
No.
Joe, not Jenny. Okay, sorry.
No. I don't know who they were. Paul. It was brunette who had tattoos. So.
What part did the person play on the show?
She didn't say. She ran off and I told her I couldn't wait to tell her my story on the radio. She was like embarrassed then.
She could be literally an extra then.
Yeah.
Technically on Fair City.
Yeah, but like she knows people. She can make me.
And did you?
No.
Okay. 98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. There's a girl called Kira Mackey. She's from Ireland and she has a fella. And her fella thought it would be a good idea to do something a little spontaneous. Something that could have backfired in his face so badly. But he took the risk anyway. He's the real hero in this story, I think.
Risk takers are good.
Kira Mackey has an interest in singing. She also has an interest in comedians. So her fella said, come on, we go see Michael McIntyre. He's playing in a theatre. There's about 2,000 people going. We'll go stay in a hotel. It'll be lovely. So they got off the plane. She was told she was going to a hotel. But actual fact, she went straight to the theatre. And then they put her in front of a curtain and raised the curtain. And there was Michael McIntyre on stage, the comedian, and about 2,000 people staring at her.
So she didn't know she was
not
on stage.
Iota. She'd not a clue. What she didn't realise is that she was being nominated as an unexpected star. A thing that Michael McIntyre does. Have a listen.
2,500 people here. We're all here to surprise you because you're going to be something called, if you'll agree,
the
unexpected star of tonight's show. That's why you're here. That's why you've been nominated. Oh. So you will come back on this very stage. My question to you, Kira, is would you like to play us out at the end of the show to sing for us and be tonight's unexpected star of the show?
Sure. Yeah.
Now, this is where the story can go two ways. One, Kira comes back on stage at the end, sings, and is awful, breaks up with her boyfriend and goes home, having to sit next to him in a really awkward situation, and then she takes her stuff and she leaves.
Yeah.
They just bought an apartment in Ranma and he doesn't know what to do. Anyway, that's one little fork. The other one is she can sing her damn ass off and she wows the crowd. What do you think happened?
I'm hoping for the latter.
Let's find out.
On my
yes, Kira, yes! She did it! Listen to her!
I feel his arms around me.
It's like something from Frozen, isn't it? It's beautiful.
Get up. 98 FM's Big Breakfast. Guys.
These questions are tough. These questions are tough for Tuesday. Who designed these bloody things? Why does she always do this? Suze is like, if she's in a bad mood, she just makes questions really difficult.
Good morning, Rebecca.
You're screwed.
Good morning.
You work in a bank and you're from Artane and you're on the bus.
I just got off the bus.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
What's it like getting the bus into work every day?
It's a bit shit.
How'd you...
Sorry.
No, you're fine. I don't mind. Is it a universal thing? Do you know anybody who actually enjoys getting the bus?
No, the train is much better.
Yeah, everyone's always complaining about the bus. I can't believe it's that bad.
Is the bank that you work in the IFSC, is it?
It's not, no, it's on the Keys.
Okay, so you've got to come down from Artane. Rubbish traffic.
Well, maybe you could, I don't know, rent a limo service for in around €500 for the day, maybe if you won this.
That would be ideal.
Treat yourself. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Rebecca. Five questions. €500. Get one wrong.
And you're gone.
Yay. It's actually caught on. We can now officially say that as a thing.
It's a catchphrase now.
It is a catchphrase.
Can we order the t-shirts?
No, we're not ordering t-shirts. Ran out of money because we're giving away in Greedy Guts all the time. Are you ready?
Yeah.
€25. What is the last day to be opened on the advent calendar?
The 24th.
Which would be?
Christmas Eve.
Christmas. Oh my gosh.
Sorry, Rebecca.
Yeah, Rebecca! What? No!
No!
That's not the right answer.
It's not it, I'm afraid.
Christmas Day!
Yeah, but okay, sure, look.
We've got to go to the next caller.
Sorry, Rebecca. Go.
Happy Christmas,
hello,
Rebecca.
Hello. I'm so sorry. Bye.
She's like, damn
it. Oh my God.
Hey, Aaron. Aaron, good
morning.
How
are you?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad.
Aaron, please tell me that you know what the last day to be open on the advent calendar is.
It is Sunday the 26th.
What?
What? No,
sorry,
sorry. No, sorry. Wait, Aaron.
What are you saying?
You got it wrong. Sorry, Aaron. We're going to have to say goodbye and we're just going to have to wait now.
That is the shortest Greedy Guts we've ever played, ever.
No, we're going to wait for Suze to get someone on. Surely we won't just let it go, will we? We are going to just let it go.
Yeah, simple as that. All gone.
Did she just give us a signal? She did.
Yeah.
That's the worst Greedy Guts I've ever played in my whole bleeding life.
So the answer to what is the last day to be opened on an advent calendar is...
Christmas Day.
There you go.
Ah, here. Hang on. All right. Grand.
Listen.
I'm out.
We'll cheer you up.
Talk to you later.
We'll play a Christmas song instead.
The Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke, 98 FM.
I'm in a bit of a predicament because I want something to happen, but I'm not sure if I'm prepared to live with what I need to do. So I'm trying to sell my old car to get rid of it because I guess it was smaller. It's no point in having such a big car for Dublin City. So I have it up on one of the car websites, specifically for selling cars and buying cars, not anything else.
I think I know which website you're talking about.
It's not cars and the thing. Yeah. So I put up a picture and this dude had just questioned something about one of the panels and I answered and he was like, okay, I'll give you a ring whenever. And that was just before I went to Amsterdam over the weekend. So when I was over in Amsterdam, I got a missed call and I didn't answer because I wasn't arsed. I was not in the right frame of mind.
Mm.
And I asked him, I messaged him, I said, did you call me over the weekend? And he said, no. I said, all right, just checking because I'm out of the country. And he goes, oh, look at you, what country are you in?
It's a bit forward.
And that's where it took a bit of a turn. I said, I'm just in Amsterdam. Do you want to drop me a line when I get back? Cool, I'll call you then. God, I love Amsterdam. This is what he said. It's a real man's place, lol. I'm on a rebound. I'm recently single. I'm going to go to Prague. I'm just, right now, I'm messing on dating sites and I just kind of want a nice car. Ha. What?
Okay, hang
on
a second.
What do I say back to that?
How do we know if this is a man or a woman now?
That was my first thought. Second thought is, I really want to sell my car, so how prepared am I to, like, entertain this, if it is a man or a woman? And I'm probably quite prepared. But my question was, because this is a bizarre place to be chatted up, kind of, like, if it keeps going. So I wanted to know, 0877 98 98 98, the weirdest place you've ever been chatted up. Like, or maybe even non-appropriate. Like, we ever had a funeral and someone was like, how are you? You all right?
Oh, wow.
Or on the dart.
I've seen people do it in traffic.
Did you?
Yeah, I remember seeing somebody chatting somebody up.
Oh, that's cute.
In the cars, yeah, sitting in traffic.
Or in the gym. Just a bizarre place. Maybe the wrong time. Not the appropriate
time. Funeral is definitely the wrongest.
Well, okay. 0877 98 98 98. You can text now.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
I appear to be in a slightly awkward situation. I'm trying to sell my car. It's on a website for selling cars, not for flirting. And somehow I've after getting into a flirting conversation with some dude. Or
well,
a girl.
You don't know if it is a dude or a girl yet.
Or a girl. So I'm hoping it's one or the other.
Is there any way of you asking?
No, because that's weird. Hey, just checking. Are you a guy or a girl?
No. You ready for this? What's your name? Oh, what if they come back and say it's Sam?
Then you're screwed.
Yeah.
Have an old chat with yourself.
Yeah,
but some of these awkward texts are gas because it's a bit of an awkward way to get into a conversation with someone like this. So a girl here says that at a car wash. So imagine you're sitting in your car and there's a dude washing it and he gives you his card and the number is on it. That's kind of normal, yeah? You know, if you want to come back. And he just goes, you can call me for anything. Yeah. Fair play to him. I like that. You have a text on your side. What was the guy?
My text was, I'm a nurse and accompanying a patient to a clinic where there's loads of people waiting in different areas and the guy's chatting up all the girls.
Oh, and who do we have on the line?
Well, on the line, we've got Kira. Good morning, Kira.
Kira!
Hi, good morning. Hi,
good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks.
I'm good. I'm not great now because I'm like you. I've been chatted up in a weird situation. Where were you chatted up?
At the doctor's office.
Right.
After the consultation, very nice man, gave me my prescription and then gave me his card and told me I could call him any time for questions or if I wanted to go out sometime.
I was about to say, that's just normal doctor stuff, but at the end, you added that little bit. And?
No, it was definitely. And I took to wearing a fake wedding ring when I was going to the doctor.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, and I married him, and we're really happy with two kids.
Yeah.
Oh. No.
Oh, that's rubbish. Was this in Ireland?
No, it was in Tanzania.
Grand, we can't get sued, so.
98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM's Gossip, according to Luke.
Here we go.
With itsforwomen.ie, where over 130,000 women in Ireland found their perfect car insurance partner.
Go on.
you blocked those because he snots all over to Mike. You may know this song. It is Walk on Water.
So I scrap these. His pressure increases like khakis.
That's all I can play because it's the uncensored version. But it is Eminem's Walk on Water. And it's featuring Beyonce. It's really nice. Nice little... It's really lovely. However, he wasn't the first person that he wanted on that song. He wanted Adele. Dun, dun, dun.
Wow.
The white version of Beyonce, essentially, isn't it? Because they both can sing their arses off. They're both very funny. Although...
Is Beyonce funny?
I would, I'd rather go on an out with Adele than Beyonce. Oh, jeez. Now I've after turning my whole thing on my head. Anyway, he said... I think something happened with her voice. Remember when Adele had
her vocal cords?
And so they couldn't make it work, so they had to go with Beyonce. Oh, raging, huh?
Who are you going to use? Oh, Beyonce's second choice.
Sure, go on, hon. Are you anything, no? From that to this, one of the weirdest trailers for a new movie that Hugh Jackman is in called The Show, I think it's called.
The greatest show
ever.
Yeah, something.
It's essentially a... another opportunity for Hugh Jackman to dance and sing. He loves dancing and singing, and I totally get that. But he doesn't have to do it all the time.
I heard he wanted what's the X-Men character he is again?
Wolverine.
I heard he wanted to be the origin story to be a musical.
You know what? He probably did. Here's a quick clip of a live trailer. So this was aired on Facebook Live, and it went live on the telly of the trailer for the movie. But it's all live. This is not a pre-recorded thing.
Stumble through your days, got your head hung low, your sky's a shade of gray, like a zombie in a maze.
See, that's what life sounds like. Awful.
You're asleep inside, but you can't shake away.
Cause you're just a dead man walking, thinking that's your only option.
But you can't flip the switch and brighten up your darkest.
Here's all, it's really pretty bad.
I'm not confident singing this song.
Yeah, I know. I really don't want to mess up my lines. What I love is that you can hear the... from the mics that are on them.
Oh, so yeah.
Small things like that that I pick up on. But it's looking like it could be good, I suppose. It's got Zac Efron in it. There's a whole host of people in there. And it's about like a travelling kind of one of the first freak shows they were called.
Oh, yeah. Then. Yeah, I saw the trailer. It's got bearded ladies and stuff in it. It looks good.
And finally, to something really depressing. S Club 7 used to be an amazing, amazing band. It's now been whittled down to 3. And the promo shot for their tour that's happening is so depressing. It's 3 of the members. Joe was one of them, and Nina, I think, is the other one, and then one of the lads, and they're down in Laneway. So if you want to check it out, I'm going to tweet it on 98FM's Twitter, and you can get depressed all together at the same time. That was the Gossip Corner, Luke, and I'll go in peace.
The Big Breakfast. I'm waking up. 98FM.
Gavin James, Hearts on Fire. It's 98FM. I can't believe that. Luke says there's lovely cakes up in the fridge, so
Profiteroles in the fridge, and about 20 people upstairs in the work have after eating some. And I mentioned that they were there over the weekend, and Cooper's lost his damn mind.
It's because it's fresh cream.
What's wrong with having cream in the fridge?
Fresh cream doesn't keep for the whole weekend.
You don't keep.
Today's Tuesday.
Producer Suze is munching away on it.
I have decided to eat the chocolate around it.
Oh.
The cream, now that you've said it, tastes weird.
Cooper, you're ruining Christmas.
Cream isn't meant to be yellow either.
Yellow okay, snow.
That's a good point, actually.
Okay, get up!
Waking up Dublin.
98FM's Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke.